Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect for August 11th, 2022, on Thursday evening. This week's topic is Trump 2024. Latest updates brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of A Dark Water Game Over and two-time delegate to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. And we'll open with a prayer. And as always, Heavenly Father, we pray for the coming months, the coming years as our nation and the world transform into something unrecognizable to our forefathers, to our parents, to our grandparents. We pray that you can guide the paths of those who have authority over the changes. Steer those who have the ambition to make it right. And stay in our hearts and our souls. And follow us always along the path unknown. We pray in your name these things, Heavenly Father. Amen. And always update our donors list for August. One-time donations are Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Mark, Cherie, current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, Diana, and Pamela, and patrons Alicia and Dan. Thank you all so much. And thank you all, the listeners and those who come by every week and who listen to this podcast offline. Hey, did I see Anna and Kirk and Marilyn and who else is in there? There was another one in there. Thank you all for stopping by. If I missed anybody, I apologize. So I'm keeping an eye out right now. If suddenly things go quiet, call a squad. There's some stranger walking the neighborhood with a flashlight looking for something. I hope it's a dog. In our neighborhood, you never know. My daughter can attest to that one. We usually lock the doors at night and pack heat. So anyway, I'll keep you informed if something changes, hopefully. So we open with a couple of different things. We're going to take a little different turn before we open on the main topic tonight. A lot going on in this crazy world of ours. You know, all of a sudden, I just saw an article that BlackRock has taken an interest in Bitcoin. Now, we all know that BlackRock is the criminal, largest criminal conspirator in the financial industry. You know, I was afraid, I mentioned this when we talked cryptocurrency a few months back. I said I was afraid that the Fed was going to take over and say, you can't use your crypto because we can't control it. You have to use our crypto. I was afraid of the Fed coming in, trying to, you know, force their hand. Now I'm more afraid. I mean, I'm more afraid of BlackRock than the Fed. BlackRock's dangerous, dangerous organization. Why would they be interested in Bitcoin? I have no idea, but it can't be good, folks. You know, when the world's largest financial criminal cartel gets together and gets an interest in the cryptocurrency, there's something going down, folks. So keep an eye on that. Maybe that'll be a topic for another day if I can find more information out. And Russia, what's doing with Russia? Why is Russia sitting on nuke plants and bombing them? Why are they bombing out the nuke plants, trying to blow up the, start another Chernobyl? You notice this is all happening right before the U.S. Midterm elections, too. I'm not sure that that's a coincidence. So there's something else we want to follow and what's going on in Ukraine. I'm getting as tired of Ukraine as I am of these January 6th hearings. Both are ridiculous. Both situations are ridiculous. If Ukrainians had controlled the Nazi party in the east and in the north, wouldn't be in this situation. You know, that's the problem. You know, it's not you know, I have a problem because I like Ukraine. I don't have a problem with Ukraine. I have a problem with this whole, the whole scenario where U.S. is trying to control Ukraine for their own benefit. I think they're trying to hide the and burn down the, you know, any evidence of the Biden's issues with Ukraine. I really do. We'll have to follow that one closer too. I need to find someone that's a little bit closer to that one. All right, so I've got two Annas here in the studio today. One Anna I know, and there's another Anna who's just came on. If you want to identify or address yourself, that's cool. I'd like to know my listeners, but welcome aboard. So I've got duplicate Annas now. So there you go. Welcome aboard both. Got competition there, dear daughter. And now we're gonna shift in, because this is the whole shift now, this federal oversight, or whatever you want to call it, on these agencies, these named and numbered agencies that don't and a named twin. There you go. Name to it. There you go. That's kind of interesting. How'd you do that? Anyway, just watching the comments. This is pretty cool. All right. So, big raid on Donald Trump. No big news there. But I have some inside information. We'll start with that. The inside information is pretty good. And this is all going to relate up to the topic of 2024, what may happen. And it's a lot is up in the air right now. But I'll tell you, the far left and the far right are hammering so hard. They've got to figure that Donald Trump's not only going to run, but he's going to probably win. You can love or hate him. I'm not talking about what his relationship. I'll be honest with you. I loved him when he was in as president. I don't like him as a person. Never did. Even though he's okay, he's just not the kind of person I'd want to break bread with if I didn't have to. I mean, I did a few times in the past, of course. It was okay, but, you know, he's very cordial. He's very generous. But we're not going to talk about whether he's qualified or not, or whether he can win or lose. Right now, that's irrelevant. What we're going to talk about is what's going on with it. We're going to talk facts. From what I see. And I was a little bit distressed at first because, DeSantis is coming out. DeSantis is the Mitt Romney of 2024 at this point, I think. Even though he's not as ornery and mean and lying and, like Mitt Romney, but he's the Republicans' choice to take over in 2024 from that aspect. And their party's going to push the heck out of him and steer away from Donald Trump because of his issues and his baggage. But the funny thing is that the more the left and the far right steer against Trump, the more the Trump supporters are pushing. Now, that's the cool part, because this is what I've seen. So here's fact number one. I have, through inside information, very close ties to Mar-a-Lago, good friend and down in my old stomping ground back near Philly. Breaks bread with Donald Trump quite frequently. And the ploy, the reason that Trump didn't give over those documents in a spring was to build up momentum. Huge, huge momentum. An aggravated left that's going to definitely do something like send the FBI after Trump. Now, come on, folks. I mean, the information I have is very specific that what they're looking for, it ain't Mar-a-Lago. It's not anywhere they're ever going to find it. It still exists, and no one's ever going to find that stuff. But it's important. It's very important stuff. But they're never going to find it because, number one, think about it. Trump isn't stupid. Number two, he knew they're gunning for him. He knew back in April that they were gunning for him. They were asking for this information, these classified documents that he took home with him to, you know, all right. Okay. I, I was going to say something like, you know, you get to be president, you're not that stupid. Well, you know, Richard Nixon erased his tapes. So, I mean, maybe I should think twice about that, what I said there. Because that was just stupid. If you're going to take tapes, burn the damn things. Don't erase them and leave them hanging around with missing pieces. That's stupid. But what I gather, there's selective things that are, when they raided, that there are selected things that they're going to find, and it's not what they expect, and it's not going to bring down the Trump. Not going to bring down the Donald. It's a well-played, well-choreographed, you know, act on the part of our president, Donald Trump. We never change presidents. We don't have a president now, unfortunately. But it's well choreographed. And what I've seen, now you saw the, I don't know if you, how many of you missed it, or maybe you saw it, about the crazy character with the AR-15, I think it was, that went into the FBI office with guns blazing. I mean, he's going after trying to break through. And what the heck you're going to, I mean, you got to be stupid. That's an idiot. Now, I have to ask the question, one of two things, and either one plays the same way, though. The first is, was he a person aggravated with the FBI going after Trump? Or was it a false flag set out by the left to put the FBI on high alert and put the media on high alert and say, look, these are the crazy white supremacists going after the FBI? Either way, it plays out the same, though. That's the cool part. Yeah, president in name only. That's it. PNO or whatever. Now, this is the cool thing. This is the cool aftermath of all this mess. That the more they go after him, the more they bring these things up, and the more that they can't find on this guy. There's so much that they can't prove and can't find. The more they put themselves in the forefront and say, we're going after this man. We're gonna make it so he can't run in 20. He's a criminal. He's not gonna run in 2024. We're gonna make him a criminal. This is what they're doing. And the more they run into that wall, and rather than coming out the heroes, they come out a crash test dummy. All of a sudden, the supporters of Trump, the supporters of patriotism, even from the left, the moderate left. Right. Thank you, Eric. You took the words right out of my mouth. Eric says the people will just want Trump even more. Well, not only do they want Trump even more, we're now getting back those people that I was afraid we were going to lose. We're getting back the moderate left who realize just how crazy this far left in the White House, this nutty system that's running the White House, is running our country, just how nuts they are. Now our problem is not going to be the Democrats. And yes, yeah, the radical Dems and rhinos know they're lost. You're right, Eric. And that's exactly our problem right now, because now you've got the Republican Party's in a bind. Because the Republican Party knows there's a huge Trump following still. They also know there's a huge hatred of Trump on the left and on the far right. There's money on the, all the money's on the far right. When Trump runs, he finds his own money. The Republican Party's torn. Because, yeah, I'm going to be so politically incorrect here. So, let's go back 40 years. So you got that haggard old wife who's been with you for 40 years, stayed by your side, you love her dearly, and now this beautiful young woman comes in. I mean, this is from a man's perspective. And suddenly you're out there playing around with this beautiful young woman. Because the one that's reliable, that's in there, they're the ones that they've supported you for 40 years. Why do I give that as an example? Because that's what we have. We have the poor haggard old wife who's worked all her life with you to support your family and stay by your side. They've got the money, they've got the support, and suddenly this beautiful young thing comes in. That's our Donald Trump, and bang, bango, you know, no money, no nothing, but you know, everybody loves her because she's gorgeous and she's young. Now, Trump's obviously not young, but it's a young, he's young from a perspective that it's a different type of candidate, a different type of politician from what the Republicans are used to. And this is what they're torn, because you see, if they stand by that old standby, their beautiful, wonderful, loving wife who supported them all these years, it's going to be the same thing over and over again. It'll be mundane. It'll be plain. It will be what we've had for the last 40 years. But it won't be radical enough. It won't be enough to change. It won't be enough to change what's in the White House. We need some lively, spry young thing, you know, not as far as age, but as far as ideologies and ideas. Someone who's got new ideas, new blood. We need someone who's not afraid to stand up, not afraid to shout. But we also need someone who's smart enough to know how to sneak around. I always said that Donald Trump was much like my grandmother. God rest her soul. What a wonderful person she was. You know, she was such a beautiful woman. God, I love her. I miss her so much. She made my day, I'm telling you. Every time I would go there, she had a habit of monitoring her grandkids and her kids and whatnot. And she would sit there. She'd tell you, oh, you look so nice. You look wonderful. Look like you're ready to go out and greet the world. And she'd go on with all those wonderful compliments, and you'd be so sweet, and she'd be feeding you while she's talking to you and cooking up pies. And you'd walk out the door and say goodbye and God bless. And you walk out the door and you'd be like, holy crap. She basically just told me I got to go out and get a job. You know, she would be shoving it up your backside while she's smiling to your face. And you wouldn't even know it's going up there. And that's Donald Trump. That's what I love about Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump, he'll tell you like it is, but what he's saying isn't what the actual meaning is. The actual meaning is subdued. It takes a while for it to sink in. The little keys that he get, you know, the show's not over, don't worry about it. But then you've got to look at the keys, look at the key words that he's using. That's the key. See, that's the key. You know? And right now, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I wanted to give an update because of, you know, the things I've heard and from the back end, some of I can't really say too much, but I'm really of this thing that he is definitely looking to run. DeSantis is going to be its competitor, and the Rhinos are going to support DeSantis. DeSantis has a lot of support, but he's got a lot of people that are going against DeSantis too. And, you know, it's going to get interesting, and I'm kind of excited at this point, and I'm really hoping that things are going to be really cool. I'm actually planning my campaign for delegate already. There you go, right? Because it's going to be a push no matter what. We're going to have to get in there, and we're going to have to do a push. But I think he's our only answer, unfortunately. And, you know, as much as I've said things positive and negative about Trump, I think he's the only one that can solve our problems. I just hope he can stay in there and hang in there and fight these horrible battles that are confronting him. Hey, let's take a brief break. My brain's not functioning right now, so I'm going to stop and I'm going to tell you about our wonderful sponsor. We still have MyPillow, folks. If you haven't gone to their website, go support Mike Lindell. Even if you just look at his website, give him some. Every time you hit somebody's website, it brings their popularity up a little bit on Google and all those things. So go visit his website. Look at his products at MyPillow.com. A lot of great stuff. And he's really, really supports our party. He supports supports our philosophies and our beliefs. Very good conservative. Check it out. And you know, if you see something you like, be sure to use the Eternal promo code Eternal. You'll save and get a really nice discount, save some money. And you can also call, either go to MyPillow.com or you can give them a call at 800-795-5993. Go visit them at MyPillow.com. Help support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using that promo code again, Eternal, today. Love the guy. I met the guy a few times, and he was supposed to come up here to our We the People meeting. I'm going to bring this out again. You know, I know most people, I don't know who listens to the podcast after the fact. If there's anybody in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, anywhere in the surrounding states, you might want to consider making a trip out to the horse farm up here in Columbia County, Pennsylvania, Northeast PA, on the 27th of the month. It's coming up, 27th. It's a Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some really great guests, people you'll know, including possibly Mike Lindell. There's some others coming up that you'll definitely know. To this event, it's a We the People United event, and it's going to be supporting election reform is the big one, and preparations for both the midterm elections and the 2024 presidential elections. And I'll talk to you about that later. See, I'm still on for the 27th. We have another thing that we do on the 27th, and they made this darn thing the same date, but I don't necessarily have to be at this. I'd love to be there. We'll have to see who's showing up. But anyway, if you're in the area, 27th, you can look it up under We the People United of Columbia County, PA, and they have the event listed on their website. So it's worth traveling for. It's worth staying overnight even for something like that. Just huge. So, yeah, and I agree with Eric posted that Trump may be the best that Republicans have to offer at the moment. Trump taught upcoming Republicans like Josh Hawley, Ron DeSantis, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert how to fight. And it's true. I mean, Trump has made a movement out of his time in office. And that whole movement has not dissipated. We've pulled people from the left. We've pulled people from the right. The trick is we've got to pull enough people, right? People that are not afraid to fight. That's what we need. That's what I'm kind of afraid of DeSantis. I think DeSantis is more bark than bite, even though he's done some things in Florida that have been kind of interesting. And I have concerns that he's not radical enough, just like the Democrats call Trump being radical. You've got to get up and shout. You can't be afraid to go up against these people. You can't be afraid of what they're going to do. You got to go face to face with them. That's one of the things. A lot of people are afraid when they see someone who's got more power, who's got money, particularly politicians. When you see there's money to be had, especially campaign money or the potential to lose. Somebody's going to the party is known to do that. Republican Party in particular. Democrats do it too, but the Democrats have their party in line. Democrats say, these are the people who are going to run. If you're not that person, you're not going to run. You're not going to win. That's the Democrats. The Republican Party is different. The Republican Party will just come in and say, look, if you don't do what we want to do, then we're not going to support you. Not only that, we're going to run somebody else against you, and we're going to make you look like a jackass. They'll do that. They've done that, which is why we have this idiot now in Congress in our 9th Congressional District in Pennsylvania, who's siding with the party and just doing what he's just in there, la-di-da-ba-da, doing what you do, doing what the Bushes did, doing what all the rhinos did in the past. Because he got threatened. He was going to, we'll put somebody else in there. And they had someone to put in there. That's what they are, exactly. But I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling bad because of what's going on. It's they've got this new bill just came through that they're going to put 80 some thousand IRS agents out there. And you have to read through the fine print in that one too. I'm going to get a little bit off topic because I've kind of killed the topic of Trump. I think I pretty much put in what I want to do for that. But what, 7,000 or something IRS agents. And they're saying it's going to only be for people making more than $400,000 a year and for corporations. Then you have to read the fine print. See, the fine print is they're going to go after anyone who has a cash business. Well, suddenly I'm thinking they're going to go heavily after somebody who's got an Etsy account or selling a few things on eBay. Because now they're going to have to report these things when they go over $600 to begin with. So once again, folks, once again, folks, who's hurt by these things? Who's Biden hurting? Who's the left hurting? They're not hurting the corporations. They're hurting us. They're coming after us, folks. They don't want us. They want to beat us to the ground so that we can't do anything. We don't want to do anything. I don't even want to write books anymore because suddenly I've got to report all my earnings. Now I like to write books to write books. Now suddenly I become a business. The problem is if I'm selling $1,000 worth of, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 worth of books in a year and suddenly I got to pay $1,000 to an accountant to keep me straight with the IRS, what the hell good is that? Everything they do hurts the little guy. And gal, I guess I should say, be politically correct for a change. Everything hurts us. And the corporations, you know, they're saying they're going after the corporations. You know what the corporations said? I'd be scared. Everybody says, oh, well, they're going to pass those fees down to us. They're going to pass that extra money down to us. You know what they said? I was reading it on MarketWatch. They're like, well, it's only going to be about 1%, and we really don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect the consumer. And it probably won't. What they're saying is, you have to read, folks, read through the lines. There's two things I learned a long time ago. Follow the money. My sister taught me that. And read through between the lines. My dad taught me that. So you read between the lines. The corporations say, no, it won't cost the consumer. Yes, it will, and no, it won't. What that means is that we will just find other ways to hide our money. That's reading between the lines, folks. If it's not going to come down to us and they're not going to charge us, well, they're not going to eat that money. You think a corporate America is going to eat extra taxes they've got to pay, a mandatory 15% tax? You know, Amazon pays no tax whatsoever. Amazon. And suddenly they've got a minimum 15% tax and they're not going to charge it to people downstream. You know, that's the crazy thing. And yeah, you're right. It's going to be all under the table, as much as you can under the table. Totally under the table. You really have to do that. You know, and you got to stay small. You know, you can't make anything of your life anymore. You really can't. That's why all the small businesses are going out of business. Because they're the ones that are getting hurt. This is what I'm afraid of. See, this is what we've got to take back the House. We got to keep the Senate. We can't lose either one. Then we got to beat these. Boy, I don't know. I'd say it on the air here, but you know, there if it was a different scenario and it wasn't a religious podcast, I would say some words that Jesus wouldn't appreciate. That's how mad I am. But I won't. I'll keep my cool. Then, when we get off the podcast in 3 minutes, I'll go bang my head against the wall. Right, yeah, we had a consignment. We had not just a consignment. Anna's told me that the consignment shop that went out of business during the pandemic because nobody could go there. Nobody could go to these small businesses. But it's all the restaurants too. It's the restaurants. They're the big ones. And there's other small businesses. You know, we get hurt, and that's the cost to us. That's what's cost us. Yeah, I'm really scared too about they're saying inflation's coming down again now, but I was looking in a newspaper and the price of a used cars has gone up. I don't care what they say. It's gone up 200% in the last 6 months. It's insane. But the good news is that if you don't mind shopping around and buying an older car, like 10 years or more, you can get a really good car for the same price that you paid. I mean, I got a car for the same price I paid 20 years ago because nobody wants a 10-year-old car. But guess what? If you get a good one, maybe one owned by a mechanic, you get a good deal. But I'm sorry, Greta. I hear Greta Thunberg. She's constantly in my head. You know, I think I'm going crazy, but maybe I am going crazy. But Greta, what was that, Greta? Oh, you can't buy used cars because they're not electric? They're going to affect France? Well, I don't care about France. Do you hear France? Did you hear France? This is the greatest. Did you hear that France is now into such a heat wave that all the fields, the vineyards are dying. Of course, Greta Thunberg's bitching about that. But it's like, oh, it's global warming. No, it's because you came down against us. It's God's wrath. I'm telling you, this is, they're trying to control us as a people. And that's not, there's only one person, one entity that can control us. And that's God. And we have to keep on a path. We have to stand by what we believe in. We have to support the people we believe in. And a couple comments. Eric, good comments. I hope people can read the comments because I've got to shut this down at this point. But yeah, good comments, Eric. Eric always has great comments. I love Eric. Eric, one of my favorites on the podcast. And I have a good friend, Joanne's not here tonight. Something about moving or something. Maybe she's busy with that. She's got a lot going on in her life. Great person down there in Florida. If you ever need a house in Florida, let me know. We got a great connection for you. Anyway, I digress. We have to terminate the show, folks, because it's over. We've turned into a pumpkin. There you go. We have enlightened people who come to my podcast. You're absolutely right. And that's why they all stick around. I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. And thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn's always, she's a wonderful person. Absolutely wonderful. Long lost connections that I never knew I had in the past. So these are great, all great people on board. Anyway, we have more to come. I'm going to give you a heads up, folks. Heads up. Mark this on your calendars. And Eric, mark this in your calendars and let all your friends know. It's coming up very soon. And I'm going to make a note that on Thursday, the 29th of September, Thursday, the 29th of September, mark it down on your calendars, Thursday, 29th of September, there will be no politically incorrect podcast. Whoa, why, Anna, you know why? No politically incorrect podcast because, ba-ba-ba-bum, drum roll, we'll be selling books at the Bloomsburg Fair. Anybody that wants can come up. Thank you, Anna. Anybody that wants it, great trip. Come make it. I'm seriously, me, I don't care where you live, Illinois, California, I don't care where. Fly out, walk out, drive out, bike out. Come see the Bloomsburg Fair the last week of September into the 1st of October. So please, if you want to do a vacation, that's the greatest thing. It's the biggest, most craziest fair in the entire country. It's rated one of the best in the entire country. So please do come out. If you do come out, visit us at the author's booth at the Arts and Crafts Building under new management, since our great Dave Millard, one of the best state representatives ever to hold office, has retired. Anyway, enough said. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we will see you all again same time. Boy, this time goes fast, I'll tell you. We will see you next week, same time, same place on Podbean. Good night. And good night, everybody. Good night, Eric, Marilyn, and Yenna. Who else did I miss? I missed somebody. Anyway, everybody have a good night. See you next week. Good night, everybody. See you next week.